The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you met wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, it still is a very, very nice phone case.
Oh,
it's Professor
you.
Heather Hill.
Jeez, every week.
And how are you doing, Heather?
I'm okay, thank you.
Yeah, we were talking the other day about your the film class. How's the film class cranking
full,
out?
Full, okay, good. Okay, yeah, you know, it's good.
Anything new this year for the curriculum?
I added a movie about bullying.
Oh,
Bully, but that film that was made in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep, I'm familiar with that.
Because I teach a classic Frederick Wiseman documentary called High School from 1916-something.
Okay.
I teach the movies in pairs, so
right,
yeah,
right.
There's a good comparative analysis feature to the film
I remember
class.
The Back to the Future incident
yeah.
Dave and I.
Yeah.
Although that was pre-pandemic times.
Yeah, that was pre-pandemic. Yeah, that was when I was,
was
I had to
pre-
add it as an extra course. But
nope.
Yeah, that was cool.
Nice.
I had a lot of help with that course.
I think that feels like it would be a lot of fun to teach.
Yeah.
Hey, how much popcorn do we still have left?
I think it was a 50-pound bag.
Yeah.
Mara knows this. It's in the box in the conference room. Beth won a 50-pound bag of unpopped popcorn at this trivia event.
Two years ago.
Have eaten about 5 pounds of it.
Oh, gosh.
And
gotta get to work.
And I took some of it home to do an experiment in an air popper we have to see
Ooh.
If it was actually going to work.
Yeah.
It was perfect. The popcorn
oh, yeah.
was great.
Air poppers work
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. It's just like, wow, but it's been sitting there a year, you know?
So do we need this for Heather's class?
It's just such a sight. Matt, you're going to have to pick this up. I can't pick this up. Oh, my God.
50-pound bag.
50-pound
bag.
How big is it?
Too much.
It's big.
It's the size of a pillowcase.
It's like a beanbag
yeah.
chair.
Yeah.
Oh,
seriously.
Okay. So... Yeah. Even bigger than, can you get a 50-pound bag of popcorn at, say, Costco?
Yes.
I would say you probably could.
We found ourselves in the restaurant supply place a couple of weeks ago. We were
found
I don't know
ourselves.
What we were in there for, but they had, this is for restaurants, mm-hmm. and they had a popcorn, an industrial popcorn mm-hmm. popper, like for movie theaters. I was very tempted. Set this up in the TV room, you know? Okay.
Oh, absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely.
Button.
Those being the dulcet tones of Professor Stephen Manning and Popcorn Fiend, I had no idea.
Yeah, I like popcorn.
You didn't either.
Yeah, I like popcorn. Yep.
I think that there's nothing wrong. It's actually, if you don't put anything on it, it's basically a totally neutral snack.
You want to get the whirly pop thing.
Yes.
It's like a perfect transition to Professor Mara Livesey, because I've been asking, at least indirectly, have you and your family been down to Durst Lumber to at least just eat the popcorn yet? Has it happened?
We have been to Durst Lumber.
Okay.
We have not eaten the popcorn.
Oh, my gosh.
I go there just
I feel
for
like
lunch.
Millie would be begging for it, like, every day if I lived that close. Oh
or be
gosh.
Employed.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I think it's probably top two most likely to choke foods
yeah,
for toddlers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I don't like to expose her to things that I know she can't have because she will want them.
That's the way it always is. Dan Maggio is here, Professor Dan Maggio.
Hey, Matt.
He heard the sound, the mention of fried fish, and suddenly it was Lenten planning all over again. I have no idea where we can go in our area.
You can look up a list of churches
yes.
and places that offer, so we'll have to take it
yeah.
seriously.
Can
no,
we just
seriously.
Go to the Church of Scotty Simpson and be done with?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to bring up Scotty Simpson.
I have
Every
to.
Time I've tried to go there, it's been such a line, you can't even get in the parking
yeah.
lot.
Oh, for the love.
What's the Church of Scotty Simpson? Should I know this?
Scotty Simpson's is like a fish and chips joint that just explodes every
It's
length.
Been there forever.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So
never
it's in my old
there.
Neighborhood.
Fish or otherwise, Professor Dave Chow knows his takeout.
Yeah, pleasure to be here, as always.
Ouch.
Speaking of the Berkeleyites we have at the table, it was made known to me yesterday that the Beverly
yes.
Opened yesterday, so
yeah.
we're taking reservations.
Did you check their menu?
Their oh. menu is
interesting.
High level.
It is.
A little limited. You
$50
little
lamb bit. Shanks. I'm like, they better be the best
Where
lamb.
Where is this? Is it
it's
new?
It's downtown Berkeley. Yeah,
it's so new?
Brand new.
South yeah. of the yeah. Mr. Kebab.
Yep.
Okay.
It's one of those places where you have to buy all your sides.
Or you have to sell.
Yeah,
sell.
Good
I could
point.
Tell as soon as I looked at that, I was like, oh, I know what type of restaurant
yeah,
this
oh.
is.
You have to sell a kidney in order to get a kidney.
Or Capital Grill.
Yes, that's
Only
right.
because I know Dave would automatically know this off the top of his head. The chef the chefs and the chef like system. It's based on a Detroit restaurant that I can never remember the name of.
Big Pally or something like that.
It has a completely different name.
You mean their other restaurant in Detroit?
They have a restaurant in Detroit, and they're franchising to this.
Not the Carrots and Peas place. Who are the other people?
It has a weird name, like a person's last name or something. I don't know. Yeah, I've never been there. But
is it downtown? I'm brain cramping.
It's downtown. I just figured, you know, the moment I say something like that, this guy's got to know it. But I guess I'll have to get him into it. And last but most certainly not least, and it's always good to actually see his face and not just microphones, is Professor Jim Tubbs.
Yes, I managed to come around the octopus this time. Sit nearer the head.
We're not going to see you for a while, but, you know, well, you'll always be in our hearts.
No, we'll still see him all right online.
Oh, yeah. Posting pictures. Yep. We can't wait to see your travels.
It will be
travels.
Warmer. Decidedly warmer.
Truly.
It's going to be 100-degree swing, Jim. It's negative 20. Like,
yes, close to that.
Oh, shouldn't you go to, like, Oklahoma and just kind of slowly thaw?
Oh, my gosh.
No. You know, I was just looking at that map and realized that Phoenix is about the same latitude as Atlanta.
It's
but
true.
It certainly doesn't seem like it weather-wise in the winter.
That's right. You know, the NPR major article at 6 a.m. this morning was that the University of Mississippi is just completely upside down right now. They're frozen out.
Yeah.
They have no idea how to deal
and
with snow.
And there's going to be ice in Florida.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Well, I'm looking at, like, how far south they are.
Well,
that's
everybody
incredible.
I know in North Carolina is expecting, like, 7 inches.
That's incredible.
This weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
poor
that's
baby.
Incredible. Wow.
I talked to a guy in Phoenix today. He's complaining that the weather was about 60.
Like, complaining.
So are you kidding me? Stop right there.
Just stop.
Got up this morning and there was one degree.
Right.
I was in New York Bagel this morning at 7:30 a.m. and there was a guy in shorts.
Of course,
and a shirt.
Always.
So I was like,
just
where else could you go and see this?
I see that all the time in Detroit Metro Airport, and I'm thinking you may be surprised wherever you're ending up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, and it's been a while since we've had questions, like, generally about weather. If you stump the panel, you will receive a brand new edition of the ATP coffee mug and autographed photograph. If you don't stump the panel, we'll send you the autographed photograph. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Dear Matt and Profs, there was a call for holiday questions, but you already did them. Also included here is the latest installment of the 25 oddball trivia questions left on the family computer to send to you. I won't take credit for all of these as the family gets in on the contributions. We hope they prove challenging, thought-provoking, and fun. Please enjoy. Warmest greetings, as always, from Valencia, California.
Uh-huh.
Frank
warmest.
And the family Burrows.
Warm.
Yeah, that's a low blow. Let's start with a couple of softballs here. What is the name of the current head coach of the Detroit Red Wings?
Todd McLellan.
Ooh, okay. Now we're backtracking to the 80s here maybe a little.
Okay.
The Queen of Mean. Remember Leona Helmsley?
Mm-hmm.
She supposedly left $12 million in trust for her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the dog's name?
Oh, jeez.
That's a tough one.
Like concierge, bellhop.
It was not a like human-based name, if that makes sense. It wasn't like Jane or Jack or anything
it's a dog
like that.
Name.
It's
Fifi.
No, it wasn't even a dog name along those lines. It's more of a state.
A state of being?
It's a state of being and
luxury?
Not a state of the United States. Luxury is a really actually very good guess.
Euphoria.
Wealth.
Ecstasy.
Destiny.
Euphoria.
$12 million trust. No, the name of the dog was Trouble.
Trouble.
Ooh.
The fund for trouble in court was subsequently reduced to only $2 million.
Oh, seems pop. About right.
Here comes trouble. I know I brought it up before. I had a really good friend who was just really, really good at telling jokes, too. She named a cat she adopted Mister because she was always going, Mister! And I just think it fits perfectly. I'm like, yeah, that's the name
that's
of
a
the
good one.
Cat. What was James Joyce's full name? I'm looking in an English professor direction.
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
He had two middle names, both starting with A.
Albert.
Andrew.
Alfred.
Abraham.
Aloysius.
Aloysius is one of them.
Really?
I don't know.
He was Catholic then.
Oh, he was.
Yes. Very, very Irish Catholic. Yes. So it's James Blank Aloysius Joyce. The second one, same A word as quote unquote the first city ever founded in North America by Europeans. That's the best clue.
Augustine.
Augustine, okay. Yes. St. Augustine.
Augustine Aloysius
Joyce. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about Finnegan's Wake the other
day. We were, yeah.
I'm going to fill out this grant application, and I'm going to put some of my footnotes as music. See if the people can even understand what
Finnegan's
I'm saying.
Finnegan's Wake.
If you've ever tried to read Finnegan's Wake, that's not for lightweights. That's all I got to say. In 1998, what was the largest maker of personal computers in North America?
Dell.
Absolutely. No way.
Oh, what year?
IBM. Hewlett Packard.
Dell.
I mean, I'll give it to you. It was Packard Bell. Yeah,
Bell?
It was before Hewlett Packard. But yeah, 98? That wasn't that long ago.
Really? That was a long time ago.
Or Tandy or one of those other.
Tandy.
Tandy. Oh, my God. Compact.
That was sort of the dawn of laptops.
It was the dawn.
Most people still had desktops at that point.
Yeah. Compact.
Let's see. How did the Mars Company come up with the name Snickers for their candy bar?
Wasn't that what their dog or
somebody's pet? Yeah,
you're pretty darn close. It was the family's horse.
A horse.
Horse named Snickers.
Snickers. That's cute.
Aww. Really
giddy
satisfying.
Up, Snickers. Doesn't sound right.
What company was once owned by GE, Westinghouse, AT&T, and the United Fruit Company? I think I've heard this before.
Wait a minute. I don't. They all owned it?
At different times.
Oh.
What?
General Electric, Westinghouse, AT&T, and the United Fruit Company all owned this definitely known to all
United
of you company.
United Fruit Company?
The last one.
Is it a food company?
It is not.
Definitely all known to us. Amazon.
I would give it away in 2 seconds by saying it's a broadcasting company.
NBC.
It's NBC. Yeah.
United Fruit Company?
I'm like, are they that big?
You know,
I remember when Westinghouse owned NBC, but United Fruit Company.
Did they do ads for the fruit company?
The fruit company.
Yeah. Carmen Miranda did the ads.
Yeah, there you go.
I drew a bunch of those Chiquita ads. God awful.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. God awful.
What's the more common name for Cerumen? A Cerumen?
A Cerumen?
A Cerumen, for Cerumen. Yeah, what's the more common name for Cerumen?
Is it a drug? Is it a
earwax.
It's
earwax.
Oh, yeah,
good one.
Yep. Jim had to think
I
about
thought it,
it
was Cerumen, though.
Oh, but that's fine.
Earwax.
It's also my congested voice reading.
I'm visualizing Shrek and the candle right now.
Oh, that's
Oh,
man. What musician wrote the children's books When I Grow Up in 2001? And My New Teacher and Me, 2013.
What musician wrote these? Madonna?
Mm-mm.
Randy Newman?
Mm-mm.
Neil Young?
Nope.
Joni Mitchell?
Recently played, this is a total giveaway, in a documentary about his life by Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, Weird Al.
Weird Al Yankovic. Yes,
that was
that's
a weird
right.
movie.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to
see
it.
Yeah, didn't he? Yes, I saw it.
Was it accurate?
It would have been weird if it had been accurate.
Some of it. It's like a mockumentary.
Yeah, it sort of was like...
It got weird at the end.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It got weird at the end,
I mean, poor Daniel Radcliffe. He really is a good actor. But, I mean, you just have to live your entire days trying
Harry
to beat
Potter.
Harry Potter. Typecast. You know, it's just...
He did,
well, Weird Al's
a
nice...
very good at it, I thought.
Nice attempt. You know, nice attempt to shake it. So.
Yeah. What's the currency? I always look at the map. I can't even see it. In Argentina called... It's a peso.
Isn't it?
No, yep. No. The Argentinian peso.
I think I've got some at home.
Oh, well, of course you do. You're like going into your pocket here.
No, I've got these Ziploc bags in my sock drawer. You know,
I beg your pardon.
Different countries' currencies
envelopes
that are worth nothing, basically.
Yeah. I've got envelopes.
I swear, they're coins.
Russian stuff and Chinese
the
stuff.
The euros are still worth something.
Oh, well,
Canadian money's still worth something.
Well, I don't know about that.
The English pounds are still worth something.
As of today, that is a true statement.
Yeah.
What's the longest running science fiction
on
series? American television? This is pretty good.
Nice. Currently, longest running?
I would say, from my knowledge of watching a lot of, it still stands as the longest.
It's not a Star Trek, is it?
It is not a Star Trek franchise. It says here, because I bet you also know sort of the follow-up question, it's pretty obvious what the British longest-running science fiction
Doctor
is.
Who.
Doctor Who. Yeah. Doctor Who. But what is it in America?
It's still on now, today?
No, it is not.
No.
Oh, okay.
And oh, God, I'm sorry. It's hard to even answer that question. And yet it is. They made, like all these shows are doing, a couple extra seasons a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And the mains are a little bit older, and they're
Where's
doing
Aaron
different stuff.
She would know this.
Battlestar Galactica.
No.
Twilight Zone.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I was talking to my students the other day because we were talking about Pluribus. It's the new Vince Gilligan.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked backwards a little bit. You hit Better Call Saul. Work backwards a little bit more, Breaking Bad. But before that was?
Before Breaking Bad.
Vince Gilligan was one of the producers.
Oh, the X-Files.
X-Files.
No way.
Yes. That's what it says.
That's because they're sci-fi-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They
had a couple Hulu seasons a couple years ago, and no one even cared. Once, like, the big super conspiracy was sort of resolved, it's like, is it that?
Kind of like
know?
Twin Peaks. When mm-hmm. they revealed who killed Laura Palmer, it's like,
yeah.
That's
it was still interesting, but they never kind of bounced back.
Yeah.
Every once in a while we get this, and it's a great piece of American Americana trivia. Where would you find the fictional character whose name is Norville Rogers?
Shaggy.
That's Shaggy
Scooby-Doo.
From Scooby-Doo. That's right. That's his name. What happened to the Faygo flavor, Royal Hawaiian Pineapple Orange, when it was released during the 60s?
What do you mean what happened to it?
Oh, something happened to it. Something definitely happened to it.
It exploded?
It exploded. The flavor used a juice extract that was not sterile. So it became rancid and started generating gas.
Oh, no.
Dole eventually gave them a sterilized juice to use in their subsequent runs. Who's buying that after the incident? I don't know. But
after your bottles exploded.
You know, traditionally, when somebody says something at the same time, like Dan and I just did, you owe me a Coke. No, you don't owe me a Coke.
Oh, you owe me a beer.
You owe me one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
An exploding
you get
drink.
A Royal Hawaiian
I'll get you a rock and rye.
Oh. That sounds good, actually, right now. This company started out by the name Blue Ribbon Sports, but evolved into the monolith we know today as...
Petco?
Perhaps Blue Ribbon?
Mm-mm. Blue Ribbon Sports.
Oh, sports.
Adidas? Puma?
Foot Locker?
Nike?
Dunham's.
Became Nike. Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was a shoe company. Was just,
okay. 71, it said they changed their profile to Nike. What car company's first production car was the T360? It was actually a small truck in 1963.
Chrysler.
Mm-mm.
Datsun.
Toyota.
T360.
The only way I can give this clue is like this. You never in my generation would have called this a domestic company. But now over 95% of their work is done in the United States.
Huh?
Make cars that last forever.
Honda?
It's Honda.
Yeah.
Honda, yes.
Like a Japanese car.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they shifted from motorcycles to cars.
63.
Libertyville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Who was the first person born in South Africa who won an Oscar 2003?
Charlize Theron.
It was Charlize Theron. Do you remember the movie?
Monster.
You got it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's got a new movie out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up.
Yep. I'm supposed to mention on the air that I was trying to put together a meeting with Jacob Kagi from Biology, and he goes, I'm not going to be here that day. I'm going to the Grammys this weekend. I want to remind you that his brother was one of the musicians that did the Bob Dylan movie, and then the soundtrack got nominated.
No way.
He's his brother's plus one, and I'm like, no way. He goes, yeah, it's a separate ceremony, but we bought tickets to the main ceremony, too. I'm like, no way.
Wow.
I got to watch that now.
Amazing.
Is Jacob Kagi in the audience? Richard Nair, K-N-E-R-R. And Arthur Spud Meelan founded this iconic American company.
Potatoes.
Rida.
It was not food-based.
Oh.
Wise potato chips?
No, it wasn't a food company.
It's not food-based.
It starts with a W, and it is very, very well known, at least back in the Gen X days, as a toy company.
Wonka.
Not Wonka. But so close, right?
Is it the truck thing?
Tonka?
Not Tonka. Starts with a W.
W.
Chocolate?
X-Tapes?
I just remember seeing commercials all the time, and I'm like, is this a parody or is it reality? I don't even know if they exist anymore now that I think about it. Everybody's forgotten.
It's not Weebles.
Whammo Toys.
Whammo.
Whammo. Yeah.
They're still around. As seen on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
W-H-A-M.
Better than a bag of broken glass.
I had the same impression that it was like, you know, a send-up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like something from SNL.
Yeah, something from SNL.
We've had this every once in a while, too, but maybe we should pay more attention to. What was the first slogan ever put on a minted coin in the United States was not "In God We Trust." It was a little more commanding, if you can believe it.
Don't tread on me?
No.
Commanding. Get out.
Suggested, if I remember correctly, popular logic, it was suggested by Benjamin Franklin.
Uh-oh. This
so now
be
you
scary.
Know it's the real deal.
There's some snark.
It was.
It should have been a turkey.
You're sitting in a public place, and someone you don't know comes up and maybe gets a little bit too close to you.
Back off.
Step away.
I mean, close enough.
Don't tread on me.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
That was, yeah.
How libertarian.
How Franklin,
yes, exactly. Who is the official safety mascot for all NASA missions? If you pay attention to what they're wearing, there's a little logo. It's kind of cute.
Was it Linus, Charlie Brown, Snoopy?
It's Snoopy. Ugh. Yeah, it's Snoopy from Peanuts. Yeah, that's right. The official safety mascot. Who experiences third man syndrome, and what exactly is it?
Who experiences
third man syndrome?
Jack White.
Oh, I mean, okay.
All right. I like that, yeah.
Partial record credit. Partial credit.
Vinyl record people.
No, exactly. No.
Third man.
These are...
you realize your date brought a date?
No. Wingman.
Wingman.
It's extreme sports territory.
Third man syndrome,
extreme
sports. Skydivers?
Not skydivers.
Is it bobsledding?
No.
Is it an illness?
It's actually not going down. It's going up.
Not a roller coaster.
Flying.
Hot air balloon.
Not a weight spotter.
Is that at a circus, like a getting shot out of a rock?
No. As said, I mean, I'll give this part away. It's when you have two people climbing a mountain in tandem.
Okay.
So that's the answer, but what is third man syndrome when it happens?
You have to rescue somebody?
It's freaky as heck is what it is. Like, I don't even think I can.
When the person who's first falls.
I mean,
or something.
You're closer than you think.
Huh?
It's the multiple times reported unseen voice giving you practical advice as your brain gets deprived of oxygen. And you feel like someone else is there talking to you.
Yeah, with the little angel or devil on your shoulder?
Angel or devil, yeah, that's freaky, man.
Whoa.
Like, if it happened over many things, you'd be like, this is real.
I wonder if it's like somebody you know. You hear Dave Chow's voice telling you.
Just fall down already. Mm-hmm. Just give up.
Yeah.
Did you see on 60 Minutes about 4 weeks ago, they did a piece on Sherpas climbing Mount Everest.
There you go.
And I forget the reporter's name, but she and her crew actually scaled the mountain.
Went up to base camp?
They documented the whole, the base camp. I don't know. Actually, they went to the very top, but it was fascinating to watch her struggle with her breathing. And then the Sherpa was like, I'm fine.
They're used to it.
Well, you said that when you climbed Kilimanjaro, the guys are just like, they're just like goats, right? They're just
walking the park.
Yeah, we would leave in the morning, our tent and our stuff that we weren't carrying with us for that day's climb, and 14 hours later we'd get to where we were going, and all our stuff would be set up.
And you
never saw them go by you.
The equivalent of the Sherpas were there having a smoke. Where have you guys been?
And these guys were—they were like mountain goats.
There's some teleporter that they're not telling you about, right?
Poof.
We'd be chugging along, and they'd keep saying,
"Pole pole,"
which is Swahili for slow. Go slow, one step at a time.
These guys
would be jumping up.
Running up.
With these huge, we have like 50, 60
Heather, should we
packs,
tell Stephen there's an escalator on the back of Kilimanjaro?
He's not allowed to do anything like that again.
You'd get that and the tent would be set up and everything would be set up.
Oh,
How did they get up here?
I'm looking up at the map again. 5 countries border the United States proper, 2 by land, 3 by sea. What
Canada
are they?
Canada and Mexico, obviously.
Canada and Mexico are the land borders.
Russia, if Russia. You believe Sarah Palin.
Yes.
Yes.
And?
Denmark.
No.
Cuba?
What it says here. Cuba. Yeah.
Yeah, Cuba.
Russia, Cuba, and? This is a tough one. This feels like it could be Final
England,
Jeopardy
Bahamas.
Or something.
Ireland?
It says Bahamas. Yeah, that's right.
What?
I knew Jim would be looking at the cruiser lanes there. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Well, what is the question again?
What are the 5 countries that border the United States? 2 by land, 3 by sea.
Border must mean a certain distance
away. Within a distance,
away.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
mm-hmm. Cuba's about 90 miles off.
Yeah, but there's no, we don't share a border with
10
Cuba.
Miles off.
But they're close enough to be considered that.
Like the maritime border.
Yeah, like Venezuela.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Right. Does the U.S. Department of Agriculture consider a stromboli a sandwich?
They must not.
They don't.
Well, they should.
Their definition of a sandwich is at least 35% of cooked meat and no more than 50% of the mass being bread.
Wait a minute.
Hot dogs are sandwich type. Burritos and fajitas are sandwich-like. Jam sandwiches and fluffernutters have a separate category. That's what it says here.
What's the separate category?
I think
category?
That's awesome. I don't know. There's no other information.
And if you're a vegetarian, screw you, because they used to be 35%
why are these
cooked
being
meat.
Categorized?
I'm sure. I don't know.
I don't like my
it's the U.S.
What about tuna salad?
I know. Seriously.
So government officials are actually in charge of figuring
out. Bureaucracy,
well,
yeah.
Oh but remember
gosh.
That
important
you know,
work.
Ketchup is a vegetable.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think French fries are now, too.
Victory fries.
So I'm going to need a little bit of help here. I'm sorry. I know there are amendments to the U.S. Constitution. I'm well aware of the first few, but the 19th Amendment is what, again? It's not being directly referred to here.
19th Amendment.
Women's rights.
Women's rights.
So I have never yet lived through one of those, you know, ratification sequences where you get to the threshold and then you just don't even care about any other state ratifying it because you've reached the requisite amount, right? In 1920, what was the last U.S. state?
Tennessee.
It was Tennessee.
Yeah.
FYI.
To do what?
It was
South Carolina.
Ratify the 19th
oh,
Georgia,
wow.
Louisiana, and Mississippi did not ratify until 1984.
Yeah.
What?
How do you even rationalize
what?
That? It's just...
Maybe they just forgot.
Yeah.
It was in the to-do pile. It got to the bottom.
No, it was in the to-don't pile.
Yeah, it probably was in the to-don't pile. One more, Professor, because we're almost out of time. It's kind of cool. What's the state gem of the great state of Washington?
Opal?
It's very unique.
State gem.
Very unique. Gem.
Agate? Washington State.
Beach glass.
It's not beach glass.
I wonder if Beth would know.
Mother of pearl.
Mother of pearl, no. It's not something you would think of as a gem, is the best I can give you, but it still is technically qualified as a gem.
Mica?
No, you know, it's petrified wood. Is the state gem of Washington.
Oh, really?
Makes sense.
Okay.
It does make sense. Calling it a gem doesn't make sense.
Well, these are, you know, is it a sandwich? No. Is it a gem? Yes. That's all I got.
It's a gem in Washington State.
It is. Folks, I'm so sorry we're out of time, and the time has come to say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye-bye.
Now, these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.